Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Hei. We begin at the Mishnah, almost halfway down the Daf, right next to the Tosos Parah. We continue to learn for the safety of all of Klai Yisrael, for the success of the Chayalim. They should all have a refuah shleima, those that are in need, and they should be able to bring back the Tachatufim, the Nehera, and there should be shalom on all of Klai Yisrael. Okay, we begin the brand new Mishnah, Nun Ches of an Aleph, almost halfway down. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'ona Arba Kesef, that the din of Ona, which we learned previously, and the Gemara is going to ask, why are you teaching this to me again? We just had this in the Gemara. So why are we teaching us again that the din of Ona, according to the Chacham, is a 1/6 amount? So, for example, the Ona of Arba Kesef, if you have a overcharging or an undercharging of 4 kesef, when you're dealing with a full dinar of silver, which is 24 mos, so if you have 4 of 24, that's a 6th. So the Mishnah is telling us that this is the din of Ona, and the Gemara will explain why we're telling it to us again. The Hataina, and the minimal amount of Hataina that you have to make a shvua on, a shvua moda b'miktzas, is shtei kesef, the hodah shava pruta. That in order for Beis Din to be involved in such a din Torah, to make you make a shvuas moda b'miktzas, the amount that is being claimed has to be at least 2 of these mos, shtei kesef, has to be 2 silver mos, that's the kesef that we're referring to over here, and the minimal claim has to be at least a pruta in terms of the moda b'miktzas, meaning, as Rashi points out, the entire claim has to be at least 2 kesef, and the person has to say, well, I moda to the shtei kesef minus a pruta, and it's one pruta that I'm disagreeing with, or I'm molded to a pruta, and I'm disagreeing with the other 2 minus a pruta worth of the claim. So the moda b'miktzas has to be at least for a shava pruta, and the whole titan has to be at least 2 kesef in order for there to be the mitzvah deraisa of shuas moda b'miktzas. So that is all reiteration, as the Gemara will question, because we learned all of this previously, and the Gemara now will have to tell us why it repeats it, and here in the rest of the Mishnah will be the reason why we repeated the first din. Because the Mishnah now tells us, Chomesh Prutos Hein. There are 5 scenarios where the din of Pruta is mentioned. And the first one is, Ha'odah Shavah Pruta. That which we just brought down, that the Shvuas Modim Mixas has to be for at least a Shavah Pruta. He has to deny at least a Shavah Pruta of the total claim of the Shtei Kesef. That's din number 1 that deals with the Pruta. Din number 2 that deals with the Pruta, Va'isha Miskadeshesh B'shove Pruta. This is a famous machlos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says a larger amount, but Beis Hillel says a woman can be Mikadeshes if she receives something that is a Shove Pruta or the value of a Shove Pruta. And here, that's the second din that we have dealing with a Pruta. The third din that we have is Vahanane B'shove Pruta Minahekdesh Mal. If a person receives at least a Shove Pruta's Hanah from Hekdesh, he, by accident, usurped, he took something unintentionally from Hekdesh, so then he is chayiv if that Hanah that he got was a Shava Pruta, so he's chayiv to pay back the Karen, he has to pay Chomesh, he has to bring a Sham Ne'ila. So here, too, there's a din of a Pruta. That's din number 3. Din number 4, Vamotzi Shava Pruta Chayiv Lachris. If a person finds a lost item, he has to spend effort making announcements, hey, I found this lost item, like we had learned previously. And this din tells us that he has to make this effort if the item is worth a Shavah Pruta. If he finds something that's less than a Shavah Pruta, he's not obligated to go and announce it, to do all the effort to go and return the object, because it's considered something insignificant. If it's a Shavah Pruta, that's din number 4 of Pruta, so then he has to make the announcements. And finally, the last din of Shavah Pruta that the Mishnah teaches us is Va'gozel Eschaveru Shavah Pruta. If you go and steal a Shavah Pruta from somebody else, so obviously you have to return it. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is V'nishbalo, when you swore falsely that you denied having stolen this item. So you now have worsened the situation by falsely denying it, and now you want to go and return the item to the person, so then, yolichenu achrov afilu limodai. Then, in order to fulfill over here the Heshev Zagzela, you can't go give it to somebody and say, hey, you go give it to him. You have to go all the way even to Modai, even at the other end of the world, let's say, to go and return this item to him because you swore falsely that you didn't steal it from him and now you wish to do tshuva, so you have to go and return the item to the person himself. Obviously, if he sends a shliach for it, that would be fine too, because then it's in his possession. But you can't make a shliach go and give it to him until it actually gets to him. You are not considered having fulfilled the Heshev Zagzela Asher Goza. Okay, so these are the 5 scenarios where the Mishnah tells us there's a din of shove it pruta or pruta. Now, the Gemara starts off and tells us, Tanina Chodav Zimna, we just learned Ho'na Arba Kesef early in the Masechta, because we learned Ho'na Arba Kesef, the Esim V'Arba Kesef L'Sela. So we had learned previously that the din of Ho'na, 1/6, according to Chacham, again, we had Rabbi Tarfon who said the din was 1/3, but the opinion of the Chacham, which is brought down again over here, is that Ho'na is 1/6 of the 24 Kesef. So this din of Arba Kesef, we already learned. Shtus Lamekach, it's 1/6. Why are we repeating it just a couple of Mishnahs later? We just had this. So where it says, because it needed to teach us the second part of the ratio of the Mishnah, that Hatayna Shtei Kesef, Hador Shavu Pruto, it's Drichole. It had to teach us this din, that the minimum amount that you can have a Shuas Modim Mixes on is if the total claim is 2, and the person denies part and admits the part that he admits to has to be at least a Shavu Pruto. And the part that he's denying has to be at least a Shavu Pruta. So therefore, that's why it needed to tell us the Mishnah. And it added the extra stuff about Ho'na as a way to segue into Hatayna Shtei Kesef Ador Shavu Pruta. Gemara says, that's also a Mishnah. That's the Mishnah of Shavuos. Hanami Tanina, we learned this din of Modi B'Mixas in Shavuos, where, of course, it's very appropriate that we should have a din about Shavuos, Modi B'Mixas, in Masech the Shavuos. And it tells us there, Shavuos HaDayanim, when the Yadim have to make a person go and make a shua of Modu and Mixas, it has to be that the total claim is at least 2 Kesef, a Tainu Shtei Kesef, and the part that he's being Modu and Mixas on has to at least be a Shavu Pruta, Vavdah Shavu Pruta. So again, we learn the entire Reisha either earlier in our Perek or in Shavuos. Why does our Mishnah mention both of it again? And as I alluded to, because of the second part of the Mishnah, Sefer Tzrichalei, we need it to teach us the din of the Onah Shavu Pruta in the Reisha, because in the Sefer, when we wanted to introduce other situations of Chomesh Prutos, it had to list that one as well. Diktani, because it said in the Sefer, Chomesh Prutos, and there are these 5 dinim that Halacha has that deal with a Pruta or a Shavu Pruta. The first one that it mentions is the Hodor has to be a Shavu Pruta in the Shuas Moda Mimikza, so therefore that was a segue into the real crux of the Mishnah, which was the Sefer of the Mishnah. And now, we quote that part of the Mishnah, Chomesh Pruta Sein V'chule. So our Mishnah said there are 5 dinim that deal with a Shavu Pruta. Why doesn't the Mishnah also list V'listei Nami Ha'ona Pruta? There is another din that the minimal amount of the din of Ona has to be that the Ona is at least the Pruta. In other words, let's go according to Rav, nice and simple, that the total price of the item is worth 6. So therefore, the 1/6 share of Ona has to be 1. So if you're dealing with 6 Prutos, and there's an overcharge or an undercharge of 1 Pruta, so then you have the dinim of Ona. But if you had only, let's say, 4 Prutos, let's make it this way according to Rav and the Shmuel, if you only had 4 Prutos and you sell it for 5, so then there is no din of Ona, because the minimal amount of the Ona is not a Pruta in that situation. So why did the Mishnah tell us this din as well? So Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, no, because Zos Omeris ain't Ona Leprutos, because the din is, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, that there isn't Ona if the whole deal was only 6 Prutos, and the overcharge or undercharge, therefore, is 1 Pruta, so there is no din of Ona. The Tana of our Mishnah holds that, in fact, you need to have a larger shear of Ona in order for there to be the dinim of Ona applicable, not just 1 Pruta. And therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, like Rav Kahana is telling us, ain Ona leprutos, you need to have a larger amount. As opposed to the Levi Amar, yes, on all the prutos. The reason why we ask this question is because there is the opinion of Levi that says, yes, if there's Ona of a pruta, the whole thing was worth 6, and you overcharged it or undercharged it by 1 pruta, so then there would be Ona. The Chayin Tani Levi Masnisa, and Levi has a brisa to support his shita, where he tells us, Chomesh Prutos Him. Now here we're going to have a different set of Chomesh Prutos that are slightly different than our Mishnah, and the Gemara will subsequently go and ask, how come our Mishnah doesn't include some of the list of the Braisa, and why doesn't the Braisa come and include some of the list of our Mishnah? So we'll get to that in a moment, in case you're thinking of that question. But first it tells us, Chomesh Pruta's hand, and it tells us, Ho'na Pruta. The Braisa says, yet there is a din of Ona by a Pruta, whereas our Mishnah did not consider the din of Ona if there's a Pruta's worth of Ona. So this is where Levi gets his shita from that Rav Kahana disagrees with. So Rav Kahana says the Tana of our Mishnah disagrees with this Braisa. So Machlokis over here. And Levi says there is a din of Ona that is a Pruta. Okay, so that's the first one the Braisa and the Mishnah do have a disagreement on. The second one that the Braisa tells us is Vodah Pruta. Oh, that's exactly like we had in our Mishnah. So that they're in agreement on. The third one is Vikidusha Isha B'Pruta. Oh, that's an agreement as well. The Braisa and our Mishnah both said this case that, according to Beis Hillel, that a woman can be Miskadeshes with a Shavu Pruta. Or a Pruta. So therefore, they both agree on the third din of Pruta. So far, they're only arguing on Is there or not in a pruta? So our Mishnah said no, and the Braisa says yes. The fourth thing that's right down in the Braisa is Vigezel pruta. Oh, that we had in our Mishnah as well. And if a person steals something, so then he has to go. And if he swore falsely, he has to go all the way even to Madai to go and return that pruta to him. It has to be worth at least a pruta. And the din that he swore falsely, for that din to apply, oh, so the Braisa and our Mishnah say the same thing. But then the Braisa brings down a fifth din, which he didn't have in the Mishnah, and it leaves out some of the din that we did have in our Mishnah. And the Braisa says the fifth din of Pruta is V'yeshivas ha-dayanim b'Pruta. Beis din will only sit down and have a Beis din, only sit down and adjudicate a case if the claim is worth at least a Pruta. So the obvious question will be is, why didn't the Tanah of our Mishnah include this, which we'll get to in a moment? And then we'll have to answer, why didn't this braisa that Levi brought down include some of the things that the Tana of our Mishnah said? So first, let's address why the Tana of our Mishnah didn't include the last thing that we brought down in this braisa, the yeshivas hadayanim bepruta. No, the Tana didon, my time a lok tani yeshivas hadayanim, why didn't the Tana of our Mishnah list that? After all, that's the din. Why did the Tana of our Mishnah list it? So the Gemara answers, because the Tana of our Mishnah felt that that was included in the din of Gezel. Tana le Gezel. He taught us that the Gezel has to be at least a shava pruta in order for the Beis Din to go and adjudicate the case. So therefore, he basically was telling us, by telling us the din of Gezel bepruta, he was telling us Yeshivas Adana bepruta. So Gemara says, if that's so, but you also listed Aveda, that you have to go and announce an Aveda. So that's also something that Beis Din has to go and be involved in. Umilo Tani Gezel Uktani Aveda. You listed Gezel and you also listed Aveda. If you're telling me that the Gezel is Shava Pruta is in order for something for Beis Din to have Yeshivas Adayanim, so then we would know the same din by Aveda. Why did you have to tell me separate by Aveda? If you're telling me I taught Gezel and therefore I could learn out Yeshivas Adayanim, I don't have to list it. So then if you taught Gezel, you could also learn out the din of Aveda. So why did you list those two? Someone says, no, those two, the Tana of Amishna felt were necessary to write down. Hanach itzrichlei. The Tana of Amishna didn't feel you had to write down Yeshivas HaDayanim. He said that would be obvious if you had the din of Gezel. But the din of Aveda would not be obvious. Why is that? Because Gezel, in regards to the halach of Gezel, has to be a Shavah Pruta. So HaGozel Mechaveh or Shavah Pruta, the Nishbalo Yolichenu Achrov Afilu L'modai. It's teaching us the Chiddush over here, not just you have to return it and that the din is adjudicated, but you have to go all the way to Modai if you want to do a complete tshuva and return the item to the person. So therefore, it had to tell us the din of Gezel. That I wouldn't have known if it just listed, let's say, the din of Yeshivas HaDayanim. However, Aveda, if I just listed the Gezel, I wouldn't have known Aveda, because Hamotzi Aveda, Shavah Pruta, Chayav L'Chachriz, V'Afal Gav D'Zol. Here the Chiddush is that, let's say the Aveda started off being a Shavah Pruta, but by the time I get to Shul to announce it, the prices went down, and therefore, in fact, it is worth now less than a Shavah Pruta. Nevertheless, the Chiddush is of our Mishnah that you have to still announce it. So therefore, that's why our Mishnah didn't list Yeshivas HaDayanim. That could easily be learned out from Gezel. But it had to list Gezel and Aveda. You couldn't learn one from the other to teach us these two novel points, that Gezel has to go all the way to Madai to return it, and by the Aveda, even if it lowered itself in price, it originally was worth a Shavah Pruta, now it's worth less than a Shavah Pruta, you still have to go and announce it. So that's how we reconciled our Mishnah. Our Mishnah includes everything that Levi had in the Braisa, one way or the other. Now, Levi, why didn't he list some of the things in the Braisa that Levi brought down? My time alotani Aveda bepruta. Why does the Braisa not include Aveda? So the Gemara answers, because Torah le Gezel. The Braisa felt that was included in the din of Gezel. If Gezel has to be Shavah Pruta, so then the din of Aveda is also Shavah Pruta. No, the Gemara says, but the Braisa included Yeshivas HaDayanim, so if you're telling me you can learn it out from Gezel, oh, that's why it didn't have to list Aveda, so then why did it list Yeshivas HaDayanim? Umil Oktani Gezel Oktani Yeshivas HaDayanim. So again, the Braisa will also say both of them are needed. Yeshivas HaDayanim Mitzrichle, you'd have to tell me the din of Yeshivas HaDayanim. We know why it had to tell us Gezel, because it had to tell us that you have to go Afilu L'Modai. So that's obvious why it had to list Gezel. But why did it have to list Yeshivas HaDayanim? That was needed, lafuke midi Rav Ketina. That had to exclude the din of Rav Ketina. What is Rav Ketina's din? Which we'll discuss a little bit later in the Gemara as well. The Amar of Ketina, Rav Ketina said, Beis Din is skakin afilu lepachos mishavah pruta. No, Beis Din has to go and adjudicate cases, even if they're less than a shavah pruta. Oh, so the town of this brisa that Levi brought didn't hold like that. So the town of the brisa doesn't hold like the din of Rav Ketina. Okay, no, the Levi, one more thing that his Braisa didn't list. My time of Loktani Hektish. He doesn't mention Hektish. In our Mishnah, we mentioned Hektish. Why doesn't Levi's Braisa mention that if you get a din of Me'ila, it has to be a din of at least a pruta's worth of Me'ila of Hanah that you got? Why didn't the Braisa list that? So the Gemara gives a simple teretz. Bechulim kamayre, bekotchim lo kamayre. Because the Braisa that Levi brought was only dealing with Chulin. It wasn't dealing with Hektish. So therefore, that's a simple teretz. It doesn't disagree with the Mishnah. He just didn't list something that was hektish. He only listed things that were chulin. Oh, very good. That leads to a question now on our Mishnah. Elotana Didan, who did list Hestik, to call Mayer Biktoshim, so then why didn't he also list it? Nisne Maisa Bepruta, that the din of Maisa Sheni is that you can only redeem Maisa Sheni if it's worth a Pruta. Like we had the whole discussion, albeit we wrote down Chizki's opinion that says under certain circumstances there was a way to redeem it if it's less than a Shava Pruta, but everybody agreed that if it's less than a Shava Pruta, it doesn't have the strength, it doesn't have the ability to be Tofes onto the coin. So why didn't the Tanav Amishta list that if he's already discussing Kachim, so let him discuss Maisa Sheni as well? So Gemara says, no, because Kiman Diomar ain't Bechum Shel Pruta. Because this goes like the opinion we had the Machlokas 2 days ago between Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish and Rav Ami. So the opinion of Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan was that the Maisa Sheni, in order to be eligible to redeem it, the Chomesh had to be worth a Pruta. The object itself certainly was worth a Pruta, but they held that in order to have redemption, not only did the object itself have to have, the produce itself have to have the value of Shava Pruta, even the Chomesh of that had to have a Shava Pruta, and therefore that's why our Mishnah didn't list it, because the actual item of Maisa Sheni was worth much more than a Pruta. So then list a Chomesh Maisa Bepruta. So then you should have listed, well, the din of the Chomesh has to be a Maisa of Maisa Sheni, has to be a Pruta, so that's what Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan held, so list that. So Gemara says, because Bekarno Kamayre, Bechomesh Lo Kamayre, because our Mishnah is only talking about principles, it wasn't talking about a Chomesh. We'll see in the next Mishnah, which we'll have today, Mitzvah Hashem, so that deals with Chomesh, the five Chomeshes that the Mishnah will list. So our Mishnah is only talking about Karen, it's only talking about the principle, it's not talking about a Chomesh. Okay, now let's go back and discuss Rav Katina's din Gufa. We just brought down from Rav Katina, Amr Rav Katina, based in the Skok, and I feel the Pachas Mishavah Pruta. The basin has to go to adjudicate a case, even if it's less than the Shavah Pruta. The Tanav Mishnah didn't agree with that. The Tanav Mishnah said basin only gets to adjudicate a case if there's at least a Shavah Pruta. Now, Masav Rava, Rava questions Rav Katina, and he says, the Pasuk tells us that the Eis Asher Chota Min HaKodesh is Shalim. If a person went and took something from the Beis HaMikdash, he has to pay it back. Chotav and Hakodesh Yishalim return to Nunheim with Beis. And this comes to include L'rabos Pachs Mishav Pruta Le'shav. The extra wording of the Pasuk comes to tell us that by Hekdesh, even if it's less than the Shav Pruta, you have to go and pay it back to the Beis HaMikdash. However, that implies only for Kodesh. L'Kodesh in, this din applies only in regards to Hekdesh. However, but in regards to a theft that you did that was less than the Shav Pruta, so Beis not going to go and deal with that if it's less than the Shav Pruta. Avol LeHedyot, lo. So therefore, this clearly argues with the opinion that we brought down in the name of Rav Katina. This Darasha certainly tells us that Basin doesn't adjudicate Chulin Dinim that are less than a Shava Pruta. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Elo I Itmar, if in fact Rav Katina said his din, Hochi Itmar, this is what Rav Katina said. Rav Katina said, Im Huskiku Basin L'Shava Pruta, Gomrim Afilu L'Pachos B'Shava Pruta. Once Basin starts a din, and the din is originally worth the Shava Pruta, even if they then bring up an additional claim that's less than the Shava Pruta, they will continue to do it. So if Tchilas Adin Ba'inan Pruta, yes, Rav Katina says that you have to start off a Beis Din with a Shava Pruta's claim. But then, if there's another claim that's brought along in the middle of that Din Torah, Gemar Din Lo Ba'inan Pruta, that the conclusion of the Din, in other words, another part of that Din Torah could even be for less than a Shava Pruta. That's what Rav Katina said, and therefore, that which we brought down from Rava, from the Brisa of Eis Asher Chota, then I call it Shushalim, isn't a proof against Rav Katina. Now go to the next Mishnah, which tells us, like we just had in our Mishnah, Chamisha Prutos, so this tells us the Chamisha Chumshenhein. There are five dinim that deal with the Chomesh, and they are as follows. Elohim, what are these five dinim? Now, we'll list a whole bunch of items initially, and they're all the first one. They're not separate ones, because if you count up the Mishnah, it looks like there's many more than five. So all of these Rashi brings down have a din basically like Truma, and therefore they're all listed over here. So the first one is Ha'ochel Truma. If a person was a czar, a person was not a Kohen, eats Truma, so then he has to go and pay back the principal, the Karen, plus he has to add on a fifth. We already learned this din yesterday. So let's say you ate four grapes from somebody. So you have to go and give back four grapes that are chulin, which will then become Truma, and then you have to add on a chomish, which is a fourth from the inside, one more grape, which is a fifth from the outside. Now it's one of five grapes, so therefore you have to go give back five grapes. So ha'ochel Truma, you have to add on a chomish. Likewise, Truma's Maisa, that's the Maisa Mena Maisa, you have to do Levi, Maisa Rishon, so he has to take off 10% of that, called Maisa Mena Maisa, Truma's Maisa, and give that to a Kohen. So also, if you ate that, that's the same din as ochel Truma, same din as by ochel Truma's Maisa. And likewise, if it was Truma's Maisa, shel demai. If it was Trumas Meiser that came from a Meiser Rishon that was given from an Amoritz, and we're not sure, the Amoritz, many of them gave the Meiser Rishon, but there was a small percentage that did not. So the rabbi set up this Din of Demai, a Din de Rabbanan, that you have to go take off Trumas Meiser on the Meiser Rishon that you got on the produce that you got, because maybe, in fact, it didn't have Truma Smaisa taken from it. The obvious question is, well, what about Truma of Demai? So Rashi reminds us and points out that there is no din of Truma of Demai. Avol Truma Gedola, Rashi says, in the middle of Dibra Maskel, the Truma Smaisa Shel Demai, he says, Avol Truma Gedola Shel Demai, Leka. There is no such thing. Because Delo Chayhu Chachamim Lahafrish. The rabbis never made you go and take off Truma Gedola from the produce that you got from an Am Aretz. We assume in that situation that when they sent out, the Gemara Sota tells us, they sent out to see, were people taking off Truma Gedola? They were, oh, Shalom, you my Frishin, Ella Truma Gedola. The one thing that they did take off is Bulvad. The one thing they did take off is Truma Gedola, because technically, Chito Achas Poteris is a Kri. So even one kernel could exempt you from Truma Gedola. Yes, we bring down that a generous person is a 40th, and an average person is a 50th, and a stingy person is a 60th, is his Truma Gedola. But technically, even a single kernel will pot to the entire Kri. So therefore, no Am Haaretz is going to take any chances with Truma Gedola when you can exempt yourself with such a small amount. So therefore, they all took off Truma Gedola, and therefore, we don't have Truma Gedola of Demai. Okay. In any event, the next type of Truma that we have listed still in category number of Hoshim is Challah. Challah is what you have to be mafrish, 1/24 of your dough, and that's given over to the Kohen like Truma. And if somebody inadvertently eats that, so he has to pay back the principal, how much of the dough he actually ate, plus a Chomesh of that dough. So this is the same din like Truma. Similarly, Habikurim. Bikurim is also the first produce that you bring up to the Beis HaMikdash, and it goes to the Kohen. So it also is treated with the same dinim of Truma. So all of these, Truma, Truma Smaiser, Truma Smaiser Shel Demai, Challah, and Bikurim, most of Chomish. That's all category number one of the Chamisha Chomishim that we have over here, and you have to pay the principal, the Karen, and you have to add on the Chomish, again, which is a fourth from the inside and a fifth from the outside. That's how we pass it. Number two in the category of Chamisha Chomishim is Vahapode Net Tarivai Umaiser Sheni Shelo. If a person is Pode his own Net Tarivai or his own Maiser Sheni, Net Tarivai is the produce that grows in the fourth year, you're allowed to eat it. The first 3 years it's Arla. First 3 years you're not allowed to eat it, but in the fourth year, so the growths that you have to bring up to Yerushalayim, or you can be Pode them and bring them up to Yerushalayim and eat the value of the Net Tarivai in Yerushalayim. Similar to Maaser Sheni, the din is that in the first and second year and in the fourth and fifth year of the cycle, the 7 year Shemitah cycle, so you always take off Maaser Rishon, and the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, you take off Maaser Sheni. The third and sixth year, you take off Maaser Ani. So in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, the Maaser Sheni, if it's too cumbersome to bring up the produce, you can go and redeem them. When you redeem your own Net Tarivai, when you redeem your own Maaser Sheni, you have to go and redeem it for the principal amount, and you have to add on a Chomish. So therefore, Mosif Chomish, this is Chomish number two that we list in our Mishnah. Okay, number three, Hapode Es Hekdesh. If somebody donated something to Hekdesh, and he's redeeming his own item that he redeemed to, that he gave to Hekdesh, so then he has to redeem it for its value. Pode Es Hekdesh, his own Hekdesh that he donated, so he redeems it for its face value, the Keren, and then Mosif Chomish, he adds on the fifth over here. That's number three of the Chamisha Chumshos. Then, number four, Hanane Shava Prutavinak Hekdesh. If somebody was Moel, he unintentionally usurped something from Hekdesh, and he got a Shava Prutah's worth Hanot. That's what we had the Shava Prutah in the previous Mishnah. So he now has to go and pay the Karen back, and he has to be Mosif Chumash. In addition, he'll have to bring an Asham Me'ila. So that's the fourth of the five Chumashin. And then the fifth and final one is Vagozel Eschaveh Roshav Pruta. If you steal something from someone else, you swore falsely that you didn't steal, and then you have Hiruchura, and you want to go after the Nishmalo that you swore falsely, you want to go and return it, so then you have to return the principal, plus you have to add on a fifth, Mosif Chomish. That's the fifth that we have in our Mishnah. Mar starts off and says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Kashalele Rabbi Lazar, Trumas Maisa Shol Demai. This din that we brought down of Trumas Maisa Shol Demai, this was a kasha on Rabbi Lazar. This is the Amora Rabbi Lazar, who had said, the Chiosu Chachamim Chizuk Ludivreim Kishal Torah, and he questioned this. He said, this whole din of Demai is a din the Rabbanan. And the rabbis, in fact, said that you have to go, if you ate the Trumas Maiser of Demai, you have to go and pay back the principal, of course, but you should then have to pay a Chomesh. Did the rabbis really make their din the Rabbanan that had the same level of severity as the din Daraisa? Really? The Chiyosu Chachonu Chizuk Ludivreim Kishal Torah? Now, Tosus asks the question that most of you are thinking, Libra Maslow V'chiyosu, the second Tosus. He says, Avogad V'bekana V'komos. We have this in many places where the rabbis did this. Also, Avilu Yosef Mishal Torah. Sometimes the rabbis even made the Din D'Rabbanan even stricter than the Din D'Raisa. Why was that? Because they did that If they made a knas, or in order to give some teeth to their gzerah, in order that there should be a fence around the din derabbanan, people say, it's only derabbanan, they don't have to be so strict about it. So we of course see this. So what are you talking about? What's Rabbi Elazar, the Amora Rabbi Elazar's question here, what's it talking about? So if the Torah didn't tell us this, we wouldn't have made this knas on our own. Therefore, we would think that maybe you don't have to make this by a din de rabban. And therefore, the rabbi shouldn't have made this din by demai. That was Rav Elazar's question. And Mishani, the Gemara is going to answer. The Hochanami also have lad mamza, as we'll give the answer in a moment, that Shmuel is going to give to Rav Elazar. So again, Rav is telling us that our Mishnah was difficult for Rav Elazar because he didn't understand. Really? We should make such a strong din de rabbanan, v'chiyasu chacham mechizuk l'dereyim kishal Torah? The whole din by the Torah is exeris akosav. And the rabbis would institute such a similar idea. And you have to take off, add a chomish onto the eating unintentionally of Trumas Maisa of Demai? So that was Rav Elazar's question. So I'm Rav Nachman and Mishmuel. So Rav Nachman said over the name of Mishmuel, Ha-mani, whose opinion does our Mishnah in fact hold like? Rabbi Meir here. Our Mishnah goes like the opinion of Meir, who says this exact din, the Amar, Asu Chacham Luchizuk L'Devrayim Kishal Torah. Yeah, Rav Meir, it's very stark. He said when the rabbi set up a gzera, they made it to parallel the din in the Torah. And yes, if there's a din by Trumas Maisa, that there's a din of a Chomesh, so then the din of Trumas Maisa of Demai, the rabbis will also set up the din of Chomesh. And that's how Shmuel, or Rav Nachman, or Shmuel, answers Rabbi Elazar's question. Now, the Tanya, where do we see this? That the rabbis, in fact, made such a strict din by the din de Rabbanan in the following case. And that's what Tosu said to Hamevi Get. So Hamevi Get, Medina Sayam, remember we learned the din that if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, in a place other than Bavel, and you're bringing a get from there to Eretz Yisrael, so when you bring the get, you have to go and say in front of two witnesses, when you give the get to the woman, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. It was written in front of me properly, and it was signed in front of me properly. And it gets around all the problems that the people may not have known the proper din in Chutz Laaretz outside of Bavel, and therefore you have to say, the rabbis instituted that you must say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. So hamevi get mivdina sayam, and you gave it, nisan olah v'lo amar olah, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, but you didn't say this rabbinical enactment of b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, even though it's a perfectly good get. The get was, in fact, written properly, and this woman had her get delivered from the husband via the shlich, and she accepted this get. Nevertheless, the opinion of Rameir is Yotzi, Vavlad Mamzer, Divri Rameir. Rameir went very strong, and he said, Osu Chachon Muchizuk L'Divrayim Kishal Torah. And just like if the Torah said this bill of divorce, this get would not be a good bill of divorce, so then, by the Durabonin, if you didn't say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam, so Yotzi, this get never took effect, therefore he has to divorce his wife, he has to leave his wife, they weren't really married. And any children that they had, Havlad Mamzer, she's still considered married to her first husband, she has children with a second husband, Rav Meir says they're Mamzerim. This is considered adultery, albeit certainly not intentional adultery, but this has the halachic status of being adultery. That is the opinion of Rav Meir. The Chachamim, on the other hand, say no. The Chachamim Omrim ain't Havlad Mamzer, no. We don't let her stay with her husband, Tosus points out, because it doesn't tell us that she could be Makayu, her husband. And therefore, in Tosos, Diva Masel Chachamim, he says, Midelo Ka'amri Rabbanon Lo Teitzei. So it doesn't say that she doesn't have to leave her husband. No, Tosos agrees that the Chachamim say that she has to leave her husband. So nevertheless, Afal God, that she has to leave her husband, Ein Havlad Mamzer. So that's how Tosos understands over here. Chachamim Ein Havlad Mamzer, she has to leave her husband, but the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Now, what should you do in this situation if she wants to still stay with that husband? So Kate said, Yaseh. So Yitlenu Imena, this Shaliach should take the get back from the woman, and now, in front of two witnesses, V'yachzav Yitnenu Lo B'fnei Shnayim, in front of two witnesses, he should go re-give it to her and say the proper Nusach, V'yomer Lo, B'fanei Nechtav, and now she'll be divorced from this point and on, and this way she can go back to live with her husband. So the Chachamim don't seem to make such a strong chizuk to the words of the Chachamim. However, Rav Meir says, and the woman, in fact, is considered still to be married to the first husband, so much so that her children are mamzerim from the second husband. Now, what do we see from here? Ulra Meir, Mishum Delo Amalah Befoni Nechtab, Befoni Nechtam, Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer. So here you see that this is the din, according to Rav Meir. He didn't say this din, the Rabbanan, and yet the children are mamzer. In, yeah, that's exactly what Rav Meir is telling us. Rav Meir Lutaimei, the Omer of Muna, Mishmei de Ula, Rav Meir goes to Lishitaso, as stated by Rav Nuna in the name of Ula, Omer Hoyer Rabeya, call him Mishanim Rabeya, Shetovu Chachamim Begitin, Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer. Yes, all these din in the Rabbanon, also Chachamim Chizuk Ledevreim Kishal Torah, that is the opinion of Rav Meir, and if you change the Nusach around, you're supposed to say the funny Nechtim, funny Nechtim in front of Edim, and you didn't, so then the woman is not considered divorced yet. The rabbis have the power to go and say that this divorce is not a good divorce, therefore she's still married, and Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer, she can't stay married to the second husband, and in fact, any children that they had after she received this, what would have otherwise been a kosher get. Nevertheless, she's still considered a married woman, and the children are mamzerim. That's how far Rav Meir goes. Therefore, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel tells Rabbi Elazar that the author of our Mishnah is in accord with this shita of Rav Meir, the Amar Asu Chachamim Chizuk Lidivreim Kishel Torah. Oh, that's the answer to Rav Elazar's question. Well, this we have a question. Lots of Rav Sheshes questions this, and he says, wait a second, you're telling me the Rav Meir really is so strict on these things? I'll show you that he's not. Because we have the following Mishnah. This is Mishnah Demai. The Mishnah Demai tells us, the very beginning of Demai, Mechalil also Kesev al Kesev, that when you have Demai, that is Maisa Sheni, and you already took this produce of Maisa Sheni and deconsecrated it onto a silver coin, and now you want to take silver coin A and deconsecrate its Kedusha of Maisa Sheni onto silver coin B. You're allowed to do that. Mechalil also Kesev al Kesev. And likewise, the choshes on the choshes. If you had deconsecrated the Maaser Sheni of Demai onto a copper coin, you're allowed to go and then take copper coin one, deconsecrate that onto copper coin two. And you can even do kesef on the choshes. You can even take copper coin two and use that to deconsecrate silver coin one that was used to deconsecrate the original Maaser Sheni Shol Demai. And furthermore, you could even do something that you wouldn't be allowed to do by regular Maaser Sheni. You could take Unechoshes, you can take these copper coins that had deconsecrated the Maaser Sheni Shol Demai and go and then deconsecrate those copper coins a la peros on produce. The Yazov, Yivdes Aperos. And then you could even go and redeem those peros again and deconsecrate those peros onto coins. Divi Rav Meir. Now, this is the opinion of Rav Meir that seems to be very much not making a chizuk on this din derabbanan of Maaser Sheni Shol Demai, as opposed to what we just said, that Rav Meir says, Osu Chizuk, they did make such a strong din by the derabbanans. Here you clearly see that Rav Meir is not making such a strong din. So the Chacham are even more machmir than Rav Meir, but they're still very big. We said, yeah, we allow the deconsecration of the Nechoshes on Peros, which we never would allow by real Maaser Sheni, but we don't allow you then to go deconsecrate the Peros a second time, bring those Peros up to Yerushalayim. New. We have over here, clearly the Rav Meir doesn't say such chizuk to Divrayim. And that's the question the Rav Sheshes asks on Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. So Gemara says, Umi mechalalin on kesef al nechoshes. So first of all, we want to show you how lenient this Mishnah is. So the first question that we ask is, are you allowed to go and take coin number one, which was kesef, and then go and deconsecrate that onto copper? That's what we just said in this Mishnah in Demai. Well, it's not. We have a different Mishnah in Maaser Sheni that says you can't do that. Sela shall Maaser Sheni. If you have a sela of Maaser Sheni funds, the produce would deconsecrate onto a sela. Vishal chulin, and then you have another sela that was chulin, and these two sela, the sela of Maaser Sheni, got the mixed together with the sela of chulin. Shinasarvu, they're now mixed together. So what do? You don't know which coin you have to bring up to your shalayim and use as Maaser Sheni. They're not exactly the same value. So maybe bisela mos. So now go bring copper coins and say the omer. These copper coins that I just brought, wherever the Maaser Sheni was, in this first seller or in the second seller, komokum sheishna seller shall Maaser Sheni, wherever the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni was, either coin number one that was silver or coin number two that was silver, mechulalis, it's now deconsecrated al mos halolu on these copper coins. And now, pick the better one of the two sloyim and use that to reconsecrate back from the copper. So take uboras yof shabahen umechalin olah and take the Kedusha from the Maaser Sheni copper coins and have it go back onto the better one of the two silver coins, and then you only have to bring up the better one of the two silver coins to Yerushalayim. Now, we turn to Nun Vav and Aleph. Here you see how Meiko Rav Meir was, and the Chachamim as well, and that they allowed you to do this. Now, Mibnei Sha'amru, the reason why they said you have to deconsecrate it onto copper coins, Mechalin also Kesef, on the Choshes, Midochach. This was extenuating circumstances, and they allowed you to do it over here. Not that we should allow you to do this normally and leave the Kedusha onto the copper coins, but only that we should now be able to go bring it onto the silver coin. Maybe it was the original silver coin that you had, maybe it wasn't. So then you can take these copper coins and go then and reconsecrate the Kedusha that they had, deconsecrate the copper coins and reconsecrate one of the two original silver coins and the better one of the two, and this way you will be able to go bring up the silver coin to Yerushalayim rather than bring up the copper coins. Now, why is this the kasha? Why is Rosh Hashanah asking this on Rav Nachman or Shmuel? What do you see here? Ketani Mias, it said in this Mishnah, in Ma'aseh Sheni, Michalin, we only allow this chilul midochak under extenuating circumstances. Midochak in, shalom midochak law. We only allowed you to do this over here because you had the tarobis of the Ma'aseh Sheni coin with the chulin coin, and you want to bring up both coins. So therefore, we allowed you to do this. So only because it was extenuating circumstances over here. Midochak. What do you see? That they didn't treat with such chizuk their din of Ma'aseh Sheni Demai. Oh, kasha on Rav Nachman, or at least the understanding that Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel had in our Mishnah being like Rav Meir. So Rav Yosef answers Rav Sheshes' question. Amar Rav Yosef, Afal Bisha Meikel, Rav Meir, Bipijono. You're right. Here clearly, Rav Meir is Meikel in regards to the redemption of this coin. The consecration and redemption of the coin, that he's not so makel on. He's very lenient on. However, machmehu beachiloso, but he did make chizuk to the dvarim in regards to the din of achila. And where do we see that? The Tanya, Rav Yosef brings down the following brisa. This brisa tells us, lo itiru limkor demai el lesitom bovad. When you go and sell demai, you give demai to someone else, you have to take off maisus from it. Because we're concerned that if you don't take off the maisers, the person you give it to will not take off maisers from it. So therefore, he will eat it without having taken off maisers from it, and that is a very big concern to Rav Meir. So the only time you don't have to take off maisers from your demai is if you're giving it to Ela L'Siton Bovad, if you're giving it to the Siton. The Siton we've explained many times. Siton is a chover. Lo etzrichu la'aser ela mochro kishu demai. If the Siton is a chaver, he's a person who takes off trumas and maestros, so then you can give it to him without taking off the maestros from this demai, valokho mimenu yafrish maestrosov. And then whoever the Siton is a middleman, whoever he goes and sells it to, so they'll have to take off the maestros. Why is that? Because shakol yodin, Rashi continues, shasiton mikama ame oris lokeach. Everybody knows the Siton is a middleman, and he buys from lots of different amaratzim. Shasiton min hamashpiyin limkor b'mido gasahu, and he buys lots of amounts from different people, and therefore darko liknos peros merubin umochrin lechemvonim, and he buys these large stocks, and he goes and sells them then to stores. So he's a middleman, and therefore in this situation he's making a small amount of profit by buying and selling back and forth. So therefore, he doesn't have to go and take off the maestros from the demai, and the person who purchases it from him will take off the maestros from the demai. But everybody else has to. Ubalabai is a regular person who's selling this demai, he has to go take off the maestros sheni. Ubalabai is benkach ubenkach zorich aser. Whether he's acting as a sitone, but he's a balabai, he's not a professional sitone, or he's just selling on his own, so then he has to go take off the maestros sheni from this demai. He can't go and sell it to anybody without taking off the maestros sheni. So here you clearly see the Rav Meir, Rav Yossi tells us when this Brisa clearly is making a chizuk in the din derabbanan. And this is, in fact, Divri Rav Meir. As opposed to the Chachamim, no. Echad asitom v'echad balabais. No, the Chachamim are maker. And they say, Mocher, he's allowed to go and sell it. V'sholef l'chameiro v'dosil b'matana. He can sell it or he can send it to his friend as a matana. V'enochoshis, he doesn't have to worry that maybe they won't take off the Ma'aser Sheni. No. He's allowed to go sell it to him, whether he's a Siton or even a Balabais, he can sell it without taking off the Ma'aseh Sheni. Ah, so what do we see from here? The Rav Meir is very machmir. He does make a chizuk in regards to the concern about eating the Ma'aseh Sheni of the Mai. So therefore, this din of Rav Yosef answers up Rav Sheshes' question on Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, who had answered up Rav Elazar's question, who in the Mishnah is making such a chizuk? The answer is it's Rav Meir. We still question this. Masa Ravina. Ravina now questions Rav Yosef's answer to Rav Sheshes' question on Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. And he says in the following Mishnah. It's another Mishnah in Demai. The Mishnah in Demai there says, Halokeach min anachtom. If a person buys something from a professional baker, and this person is an Amar Oretz, so then Maiser min hachamo alatzunez. You have to take off maestros from this baker. You have to assume he's an Amar Oretz. He didn't take off the trumas and maestros. So this is a din derabbanan. This is like demai. So alokeach min hanachtom, you have to go take off ma'aser min hachama alatzonenes. But if you buy hot bread from him and cold bread, so we're assuming that different times that they were made, possibly from different people, so you're allowed to be ma'aser nevertheless from the chama on the tzonenes, from the hot bread on the cold bread, or vice versa, umin hatzonenes al hachama, from the cold bread on the hot bread. Va'afilu midefusim harbe, and even if it comes from many different types of chalas, so we can again be concerned that maybe it comes from different amaratzim, and that you have to be concerned that maybe it was from the potter alachia, maybe this amaratz took off, this amaratz didn't take off, and you're now being mafresh from something that wasn't chayiv on something that is chayiv, so nevertheless, you're allowed to do this. Divrei Rav Meir. Oh, we see that Rav Meir is not going and making chizuk l'divreiim. So therefore, this is going to be Ravina's question. Now, we're not necessarily concerned when you're taking from the cold, the older bread, on the hot, nice, fresh bread, because of what Rabbi Eloi said. What did Rabbi Eloi say? The Amar Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi said, "Minayin l'tori min aro al yofeh." Where do we know that the din is that if you did take from something that wasn't good, raw al hayofeh, on something that's good, so that's not the right way to do it. You should take min hayofeh al haro, and certainly min hayofeh all the time. You should go and take. So shetrumah shetrumah. Nevertheless, it is good truma. Because the pasuk tells us you shouldn't do this. Shenemar v'lo sisu v'lo chait b'harim chenes chavo mimenu. You shouldn't do a sin when you go and give truma to somebody that you took from inferior truma on what should have been produce that was very good produce. So instead of giving the coin the good produce as truma, you gave him lousy produce as truma. So don't do this. And it says if you do this, you have a sin. Now imenu kadosh. If it didn't work, so then nisiyas chait lama. Then what sin did you do? So obviously this did take effect. And therefore, mikan l'tori min ara al hayofeh shetrumas truma. Here you clearly see that if you did in fact take inferior produce on good produce, so then you are yotze. So therefore, we understand why the tzodan is alachama, the not so good bread, on the good bread, mistama, that's the same baker. So therefore, the same amaris that he got it from, just, you know, yesterday and today, the colder bread and the fresher bread. So therefore, that's not a concern. But Ella, filu midfusim harbe, when it's from many different shapes, mistama, that could be from different amaratzim that he got it from. We should certainly be leichush, dilma osi lafrushe min achiev ala potter, min potter ala achiev. We have to be concerned that maybe this amaratz did take off ma'isos, and this amaratz did not take off ma'isos. And now if I'm doing one or the other, I'm mixing them all together, so I'm taking from something that was not chayiv on something that is chayiv, or vice versa. I'm taking on something that was chayiv on something that's not chayiv. So what's going on? We see that you're allowed to do this. Rabbi is not concerned. Divrei Rabbi says you're even allowed to do this. So here we clearly see, this is the question that Ravina asked. We clearly see that Rabbi is not making chizuk al divreiim. So just to quickly review, we had over here originally Rabbi Loza saying who's our mishnah like. Rav Nachman on Mishul says our mishnah goes like Rabbi who makes chizuk al divreiim. Then we had a question. Rav Sheisha said, really, is that so? And he brought a raya that he doesn't make chizuk l'divreiim. Rav Yosef answered up that shaila by saying, yes, he doesn't make in regards to pidyon, but he makes in regards to eating. And then we had Ravina said, no, he doesn't seem to make it even in regards to eating. So this whole series of questions back and forth. So Amar Abaye says, the original question, Rabbi Elazar, Shapir Kukashle, he had a very good question. Do we really make chizuk on divreiim? That we should say so in the Mishnah, that trumas Meister showed Dumai, you have to go and add a chomish to it? That was a good question. And the answer that Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel gave him, Ushmuel, lo shapik komishanile, that wasn't a good answer. Why? Because the kashalele Rabbi Elazar, misa dibidei shamayim, this whole din of taking off Trumas Meiser and eating Trumas Meiser, if you did in fact eat Trumas Meiser, the din is an isser of misa dibidei shamayim. And Shmuel gave him an answer from a din of get. Misa's based it. If this woman is an Eishes Ish, that's a punishment. If she commits adultery, of Misa's based it. So what Abaye says, that Shmuel's answer, Omer of Nachman Omer Shmuel's answer was inappropriate because maybe one could argue, Dilma Shaini Misa's based in the Chamira. The din by a get is different. There he makes Chizuk L'divreiim. However, in regards to the din of only, quote, Misa Bidei Shemayim, which is a lower level than Misa's based in, maybe they didn't make Chizuk L'divreiim. So therefore, Shmuel's answer, Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel's answer to Rabbi Lazar, wasn't such a good answer because of this difference in the Misa. No, Rav Sheshes, Lo Shapir Kamosu La, Lay. And then when Rav Sheshes tried to schlug up Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel's answer, that wasn't such a good schlugging up. The Ka'amre Inu Misa, because both Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel both were dealing with either Misa Bidei Shemayim or Misa's Beis Din. And Rav Sheshes is bringing a raya, or most of Rav Sheshes, lav. He's bringing a raya from Ma'aser Sheni, which is, quote, a lav, only a lav. You're not allowed to eat the Ma'aser Sheni within your gates. You have to go and bring it to Yerushalayim. So therefore, his question on his on Shmuel really isn't a good question, because he's bringing a raya from a lav onto something that was an isadar raisa. Ulamai the most of Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef Shapir Kumashanele. And to this question of Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef's argument against it, that was a good argument. That was a valid midir abanan on a midir abanan of the same level of lav. Good. However, El Ravina, the last point that Ravina had made, that he came and questioned Rav Yosef, so Ravina had said, I'll show you that Rav Meir is really Mekel, so he brought a raya from the Nachtom and said that the Nachtom, who has purchased flour and product from a number of different Amaratzim, so nevertheless, we weren't concerned that he's going to be mafresh from the Chayev ala Potter or Mina Potter ala Chayev, and therefore, Rav Meir obviously is not so machmir. So instead, Abai says to Ravina, instead of questioning, you see that Rav Meir is not so machmir from the case of the Nachtom, Adamosev mi Nachtom, instead, L'sayileh mi palter. He should have brought a raya that Rav Meir is in fact very machmir, and he gives chizuk l'divreim from the following Mishnah, and this Mishnah tells us in Demai the following, Ditnan. Halokech min apalter, if you go and buy bread from somebody who's a palter, that's like a company, they're a general distributor of breads. So maser min kol defus u'defus, you have to go and take up separate maaser, you have to be concerned that this was from demai, and you have to go and take off from each and every separate defus, from every form, from every bread, so to say, you have to take off separate maaser sheni from each one. Divrei Rav Meir. Oh, what do you see? That he, in fact, is very much giving chizuk l'divreiyah. So therefore, instead of bringing a raya against Rav Meir, we should have brought a raya to Rav Meir. That's the question of Bayez and Ravina. Therefore, the Gemara says, Elamai Yisrael Chabemim, what must you say? That Palter, this person, the wholesaler, the company, Mitrei Tlos Agavri Zobin, he obviously buys the bread from multiple different people. And therefore, it's not just a chumrah, he's not just giving chizuk l'divreiyah. It's a din, because each one is a separate person. And therefore, you have to always assume maybe this one took and maybe this one didn't take. It's not a chizuk l'divreiyah. That's the basic din. So too with the nachtom. Nachtom, we can assume the baker, nami michad gavru zovin. Even though he makes it into different shapes, mistama, his supplier is a single baker. So one person, he doesn't have multiple suppliers. And therefore, this doesn't tell us one way or the other. So therefore, Abai is saying Ravina's proof against Rav Yosef isn't correct, because in fact you can't learn out anything regarding Rav Meir from the case of either the Nachtom or the case of the Palter. That's just the normal circumstances. Mistama, the Nachtom only purchases it from one supplier, and Mistama, the Palter, has multiple suppliers. So for the Palter, you have to be Machmir. That's the din. It's not a Chumrah. And by the regular Nachtom, you don't have to be Machmir. That's the din. So it's not a question of Chizuk L'Divreiyah. Bottom line is, Avaya went through all of the five scenarios that we had, and Rav Amar, no, he disagrees with Abaye, and Rav says, Shmuel Shapir Kol Mishani Leh. In fact, the Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, that responds to Rabbi Lazar, who is the author of Mishnah, it's Rav Meir, how could he be giving Chizuk L'Divreiyah? So Rav says, no, the teretz that Rav Nachman gave in the name of Shmuel was a good teretz, because Shem Misa Ba'olam. The whole problem that Abai wanted to say that it wasn't a good teretz, so it's because one dealt with Misa Bidei Shamayim and the other one with Misa's based in, and therefore you couldn't bring a right one to the other. So Rabbi says you can, because both of them deal with Misa. Shei Misa Bolim, whether it's Misa of Misa Bidei Shamayim or Misa of Misa's based in, that's enough that you could compare one din to the other. So Baruch Hashem, we actually got down pretty far, and as I said, maybe we'll try to speed up a little bit and do one of the other dafim and do a daf and a half, so we'll leave it easier on Pesach for people to keep up to date with the daf. Everybody should have a wonderful day.